Do you have a green thumb? I like to think I do. I mean, I love plants, and over the years, I've had many. Some of them have done really well, and others, not so much. I love the beauty of plants. I love the health benefits of having plants. One plant or tree I currently have is a 10-foot fiddle-leaf fig I named Felix. I've had Felix the fiddle-leaf now for almost 10 years, and overall, he's done great. But in this season, he's looking a little rough. If you've ever owned a fiddle-leaf fig, you know they are quite moody. They actually like to be ignored, but don't neglect them. They need filtered sun, but not direct sun because they'll burn. They like being root bound, but don't let their roots sit in water for too long. They're complicated, but when the conditions are just right, they thrive, grow tall, and are beautiful. We're not much different, are we? We can be oh so complicated, but when the conditions are right, we thrive, grow, and become something beautiful. What does any plant need to survive? It really comes down to three things: soil, water, and sun. A seed is just a seed until it's buried in the soil, watered by the rain, and strengthened by the sun. What was dead is brought to life. There's so much potential in one little seed. I love the spring because what was planted in the fall is now blooming, and what will be planted now will bear fruit in the season to come. Faith is like that. If you have placed your faith in Jesus, that little seed of faith should be growing. But just like any seed or young plant, you need things to nurture your faith so it will grow strong roots and mature into something beautiful. In the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew 13, Jesus uses the example of one of the smallest seeds and how that is like the kingdom of heaven. When planted, it grows, thrives, and over time gives shelter and shade for all around it. Matthew 13, 31. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. We are saved by grace alone through faith. That tiny seed of faith is meant to grow. As it does, not only am I stronger, but those around me experience the beauty and peace of God through the spiritual growth in my life. Deep roots and strong branches of a mature faith encourage others, give rest, bring shalom and strength for those on their journey. That's how the body of Christ works. We comfort one another. We spur one another on. We grow stronger together as one body. The kingdom of heaven is made up of small seeds of faith planted in us. Those seeds of faith are meant to grow up out of the weeds of this life, to mature into mighty oaks of righteousness, we read about in Isaiah 61:3. As we grow, no matter the storms or winds of this life, we are not moved or shaken. A mighty oak takes years to grow from a seed, so our hearts and lives take time to mature in Christ. I think the question we can all ask is, are we growing in our faith? Spending time in prayer, digging into God's Word, being sharpened and encouraged by other believers, serving and building up the body with our gifts, are all things you need to grow in any season. Go read Ephesians chapter 4 and then James chapter 1. Those are great places to see where you are on the growth chart. There are marks of a mature believer just as there are marks of one that is immature or doesn't know Christ at all. The fruit is always evident. The good news is that wherever you are today, all it takes is a seed of faith for you to begin to grow. That's the truth. What do you need in this season? Add more Jesus, and I guarantee something beautiful will begin to grow. I'm Lori Klein.